With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman is set for a high-stakes showdown against Canada in the first semi-final of the North America T20 Cricket Cup tomorrow at 10 a.m. Canada earned their spot with a hard-fought 17-run victory over the USA, posting 184 for 7 in their 20 overs. USA pushed back but fell short, finishing at 167 for 8. Meanwhile, Cayman booked their place in dominant fashion, putting up 174 5 for 2 in their 20 overs. Bahamas, in response, managed 96 for 5, unable to match the target. Cayman cricket coach David Bernard Jr. says reaching the semi-finals of the North America T20 Cup is a significant achievement for the squad.
It would have confirmed our status as one of the top 4 teams in the region. Canada, by virtue of beating the US today, would have finished top of the table, so it means that we will play our semi-final against Canada, who we have already played in the preliminaries. I think the changes that we have to make in terms of being more competitive with them is that even though we bowled well in the first game, I still think there is room for improvement in terms of how we execute to the various batters, and also we had put down a few chances in the field. So if we tighten up in the field and bowl a little bit better, we should be better off in the semi-finals. Also, a big point for us is the improvement in our batting. So today we scored 175 against Bahamas, but we will need a much improved batting performance against a top team like Canada to be competitive against them. So it should be a good game over the weekend, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Now, Cayman and Canada go head-to-head with a coveted spot in the final on the line. Cayman's Lennox Turnham-Wheatley struck gold in the open water event at the Charifta Swimming Championships, making his mark as the team's lone gold medalist. The 13-year-old delivered an outstanding performance, securing a total of 5 gold and 2 silver medals in both pool and open water events in just his second Charifta appearance. I caught up with Wheatley as the swimmers returned home from the Trinidad Games.
It was very nice swimming in Trinidad. It was a bit wavy and murky, which obviously posed some challenges, but it was a very nice end to the meet getting that gold for Cayman.
Of course. Were you the only gold for Cayman in open water?
Yeah, Dominic got second.
Okay, awesome. So what about your pool experience? I heard the facilities were fantastic. What did you think?
I thought the facilities were really good. They had 2 50-meter pools, nice, which is unheard of for here, which is very nice swimming in, and it was a very fast pool, and a lot of us had really good swims.
What did you think of your performance overall?
My performance, I thought, was pretty good. It wasn't quite to the standard that I wanted it to, but I got quite sick, as you can hear, and was just very exhausted by the end. But I'm still happy with how it came out.
Cayman's young talent continues to shine on the regional stage. In other local sports, Scholars Park sees some evening restrictions. The Public Lands Commission says effective immediately, all indoor facilities at the West Bay Complex, including restrooms, will be closed from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. This measure, quote, supports the ongoing upkeep, safety, and proper use of the park's amenities. The PLC says parks are intended for recreational use, not, quote, designed for overnight stays, personal shelter, or extended occupancy after closing. And finally,
all right, mark your calendars. May 18th is going to be an awesome day for artistic swimming. The Comanda Bay Aquatic Club is hosting an inter-house championship in a really exciting format that we're thrilled to debut this year. So at the Comanda Bay Sports Complex pool, come on down. It starts a little bit early. It's a 7:30 start. And the first event of the day is going to be all about team building and spirit. Then from there, the athletes get in the water and we start with our solo competition, moving all the way through to duets and then trios and teams finally at the end.
Cayman Artistic Swimming Director Alyssa Moberg tells Radio Cayman it's just 3 weeks to go for the next Artistic Swimming Caymanite competition. On May 18th, the organization's two houses, Blue Iguanas and Cayman Turtles, will face off in an artistic swimming showdown.
The whole concept of the Caymanite competition is really to give a new format for a competitive experience for the athletes, where they're competing inter-house and using routines that they've been working on all season, but giving a new challenge to them. So rather than being put in a traditional competitive setting, they're going to be relying on teammates from all different categories to help boost their scores. So swimmers will not always be competing against other novices. For this competition, it's exciting. We're combining novices, intermediates, and age groups all into two different teams. So come on down Sunday, May 18th. It's going to be an awesome day of artistic swimming and team building at the Kamana Bay Sports Complex.
Solos, duets, trios, and teams will take center stage at the Kamana Bay Aquatic Complex.
If you want any more information, check out the Instagram, Caymanite Artistic Swimming. We are a part of the Kamana Bay Aquatic Club, so CBAC Artistic Swimming. We're also on Facebook, and we'd love to see as many people as possible. It's a great day for family fun activities, so see you at the pool.
The date, May 18th. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.